Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in St. Matthew chapter 20, where the master of the house says, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" And then Jesus says, "So the last will be first, and the first last." This is God's word. Well, it's kind of appropriate in this election season to talk about the economy. And half of you just fell asleep, didn't you? What do we learn in Jesus' parable about God's economy? If you work a 12-hour day, if you work an 8-hour day, if you work a 6-hour day, if you work barely an hour in this guy's field, you're going to get paid a day's wage. I don't know how most of us feel about that. It's certainly unconventional. And if you're one of the guys that had been working in the field all day long, it is horribly unjust and unfair. Now, I want to make clear that we should not take the parables of Jesus and try to use them to support or argue against the economic systems of this world. Jesus is not promoting communism throughout the world. That's not what he's doing. Might seem like it. Equal pay, no matter how much work you do. That is not what Jesus is doing. And the pages of history are littered with people who will try to grab on to a word of Jesus and twist it for their own purposes. That is not what Jesus is doing. Jesus is not saying, "All you nations of the world, this is how you should be distributing your wealth." What Jesus is showing us is that God's economy is not man's economy. It's different. It works differently. So while you may have a system that works fine and accomplishes what we want it to accomplish here in this world, in heaven's economy, God works differently. He deals according to grace. Grace alone is the determining factor as to what you receive in the kingdom of God. Jesus loves to compare God's heavenly kingdom to a vineyard or a field or some kind of agricultural enterprise. He likes to say that us working and serving in God's kingdom is like being in one of those fields or one of those vineyards. And so here we are. That's you and me, isn't it? We're here in the vineyard. We are here where God is at work doing what God does. Calling his people, feeding them with his gifts, and sending them back out to share those gifts with the world around us. We sang in our first hymn, "Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today?" Well, the answer is all of us. Every one of us have been called by our Lord Jesus Christ, blessed with his gifts, so that we can turn around and go give them to our neighbor. So we can invite them to come into the vineyard as well, to come into the harvest fields, to come do the work that our Lord God gives us to give. Some of us have been doing this work longer than others. Some of us have been doing more than others. I've been a Christian my entire life. I used to kind of be jealous of the people who talked about coming to faith like when they were like a teenager or a young adult or something. Because I mean, I don't remember becoming a Christian. I became a Christian at that font right there. Actually, it was 42 years ago this past Wednesday. I was baptized right there. I became a Christian. God gave me his Holy Spirit, claimed me as his child. And so I guess you could say I'm like one of those workers that have been in the field all day long, my entire life. And I bet a lot of you are in that same boat. Or maybe you came along a little bit later in the day. There are others who aren't there yet. There are maybe those, perhaps some, who are members of our church who aren't here, who are kind of like workers who've kind of taken off in the middle of the day and forgotten they're supposed to be in the harvest fields. And then there's those who aren't going to come along till the very last minute. And Jesus tells them, his disciples, something stunning. They're going to receive the exact same wage as the people who've been there their entire lives. Because God deals in grace. He deals in what our parable describes as generosity. We use the word grace all the time. What does it even mean? Grace has to do with how God is disposed toward you. How he acts towards you. What his attitude is toward you. That sounds ominous. But no, with grace, his attitude is one of love and compassion, or as the parable describes, generosity. There is no greater news than to know that our God deals with everyone according to grace. He promises and gives the exact same reward to all who come to work in his harvest fields, to all who are called by the Son Jesus Christ to go out with his name upon them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 42 years like me, or for 84 years, or only for a few days. Whenever our Lord calls you into his harvest field, whenever he sends you out as one of his disciples, one of his workers, with his name upon you, showing that you belong to him, the reward, the pay, is the same. But here's the thing you've got to understand about this day's wage that Jesus is talking about. It is more than we could imagine. It is more than we can comprehend. What God our Father pours out on us, those whom he's called into his fields to be his servants, to be his workers, to be more than that, to be his children. To be his children, he gives you so much more than you can even begin to understand, because he deals with you according to grace. Undeserved love, his attitude of generosity toward you. You see, the inequality in God's economic system isn't that some of us have been Christians longer and therefore should get more than the people who haven't been Christians as long. No, the inequality is that the one who is truly worthy of all glory, honor, and power, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's the one who deserves the glory, honor, and power, but he sets it aside so that you can receive a day's wage, a denarius, a blessing from your Father. We spend far too much time in the church worrying about the actions of other people. That they're not here, or that they're not here more often, or that they're not doing more. The reality is, none of us deserve anything from the master of the house. None of us deserve a wage. But God deals in grace. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." God gives you more than a wage. He gives you more than what you deserve. He gives you more than what you're entitled to. He gives you a gift. Blood poured out, nails through hands, spear inside. He gives his Son. He sheds his blood. He pours that blood forth from the altar this morning to feed you and nourish you. He prepares a feast for you. He invites you to come to taste the riches that he has for you. That's what it means to have a God of grace. Nothing deserved, everything given in love. And that means you have the assurance that it is always for you. You need never doubt that the Father's love is for you, because you couldn't earn it anyway. You couldn't work long enough in the fields. You couldn't do enough in our Lord's harvest to earn what he has to give you. It's only available by grace. Because he, the master of the house, the Lord of the vineyard, the God of gods and Lord of lords, is good. He is good. And he is loving. And he knows not how to be other than that. That is why all of it awaits you. That's why all of it is poured out for you. Thanks be to God, the God of grace, who pours out all things upon us, unworthy people, unworthy workers. Thanks be to God. He gives us all that he has because of his love for us that never ever fails. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.